Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. On Monday, 166,000 new cases of the coronavirus were reported in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 11.2 million cases have been diagnosed here, and more than 247,000 people have died of COVID-19. NPR's Nathan Rott reports more states are enacting restrictions to slow the pandemic's spread.
There were more than a million new COVID cases in the country just in the last week. Cases are rising in practically every state in the country, putting stress on healthcare workers and the healthcare system. And states like New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, California, we're now seeing restrictions being put in place similar to the kind that a lot of states saw last spring.
NPR's Nathan Rott reporting. Iowa's governor is the latest to issue a mask mandate. Governor Kim Reynolds had previously opposed one. The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter are appearing before a Senate committee at this hour. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports testimony from Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey comes amid growing bipartisan pressure on big tech companies.
Zuckerberg and Dorsey are expected to use today's hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee to once again defend their platform's practices. Congressional Republicans have long accused Facebook and Twitter of anti-conservative bias, while Democrats have criticized their handling of hate speech and misinformation. The executives who last testified before the Senate last month are likely to face questions this time around about how their platforms handled the election. Today's hearing comes as President Trump continues to use social media to make unsubstantiated claims about voter fraud and to falsely state that the election was stolen from him. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan have reacted with anger and resignation to news that the White House is trying to speed up the withdrawal of U.S. troops from that country. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Foreign forces were already withdrawing from Afghanistan as part of the U.S. Taliban deal. This appears to just accelerate that process. According to a U.S. official who spoke to NPR, only 2,500 troops are expected to remain by January. A senior Afghan official, Javed Faisal, says their forces are already leading the fight against the Taliban, but he hopes the U.S. will still provide air support. There's also anger over what is being perceived as a hasty withdrawal.
And we don't expect our ally to burn the house once it leaves.
The concern is the withdrawal is emboldening the Taliban. They've already stepped up their attacks against Afghan forces. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 400 points, and more than 1.3% at 29,552. The Nasdaq is down about 54 points at 11,870. This is NPR. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Iota continues to rapidly lose strength in Central America as it crosses Nicaragua. Top sustained winds are 75 miles per hour. The storm had winds of 155 miles per hour when it made landfall yesterday. Two lawyers for the only woman on federal death row are incapacitated with COVID-19. They had recently visited their client. From member station WFIU, George Hale reports.
U.S. District Judge Randolph D. Moss heard arguments Monday for delaying the execution of Lisa Montgomery. Attorney Sandra Babcock argued that Montgomery's lawyers are incapacitated and unable to complete a clemency application on time. She says Montgomery can't finalize the petition on her own.
The Constitution requires and demands that a prisoner have that minimal protection and support in making this final request to the government.
Montgomery's attorneys are suing the U.S. Department of Justice and U.S. Attorney General William Barr. They say Barr is ultimately responsible for any delay because he scheduled the execution at the height of a pandemic. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
President Trump's campaign will argue issues stemming from the presidential election in a federal court in Pennsylvania today. The Trump campaign is seeking to halt Pennsylvania from certifying Joe Biden as the election winner. Three lawyers representing the Trump campaign withdrew from the Trump case on Monday. A new lawyer is stepping in, but the federal judge has rejected the Trump campaign's request for a delay in today's hearing. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.